George Flanagan, last week John Keir said it was the best performance he's been involved in his time at the club. This afternoon he says it's the worst. What are your feelings on that narrow victory over Keighley?
To be honest with you, Mick, I can't disagree with John. Last week we were on cloud nine, you know, everyone were buzzing around the place. We've had a real good week in training, and this week it's probably the dumbest performance I've been involved in myself since I've been here. And I just don't think we give Keighley enough respect. I thought we were going to turn up and just blitz him away, but it didn't happen like that. You know, we're rugby league players, we never stop and never say die attitude. And, you know, like I say, credit to the lads for holding it out, but we were miles off today, absolutely miles off. Hopefully we can have a good week in training and review it this week, and hopefully we can get back on that wagon next week.
John made seven changes from the side last week. There was still enough quality and still enough players with the ability to not be in a situation that the club found themselves in going into that last 10 minutes. I think it was just a case of Keighley wanting it more.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you know, the out refusers. I thought, there's no secret about it. Neither, we've got a lot of injuries at the club at the minute, but we've still got a big enough squad to cover them positions, and you know, we've got quality personnel. So, you know, we should be putting these games to bed. And I don't think we got off to the best of starts, and obviously it's all. But that last 10 minutes, I thought that, you know, we holded him out and we defended us for his lives, and that's good for attitude. But, you know, like I say, we'll have a review of it in training this week, and hopefully we get it right for next week.
Can you put your finger on why the performance happened today?
I don't know, mate. It's just one of them. I think it's, you have turned up thinking that we're just going to blow Keighley away. Obviously they've gone through a lot of tough times, you know, and so has the Bradford lads. And you know, they're going to stick together, they're going to gel, they're going to, you know, they want it. Like I say, I've had good mates with Craig Lingard, and he's always said he's got a group there who just want to play for each other and the team spirit. And, you know, I'm not saying that we ain't got anything like that, because we have, you know, we're all good mates. And it's like I say, today I just think they wanted it more than us, like you said. But credit to the boys for holding it out the last 10.
What did John say at half time? Because I thought you started that second half with a bit more intent and purpose, and you got the try, and then you kick the penalty goal, and you've got the lead that ultimately saw you win.
Yeah. Half time, I just don't want to repeat what John said, but it was a few F's and Jeffs anyways, and it gives a rocket in, and, you know, give us a kick up backside, exactly what we needed, because that first half we were miles away. Mick, I mean, we were miles away for 70-80 minutes of that game today. We're nowhere near where we should be, and, you know, it's been a tough start, isn't it? We know we haven't peaked yet, but obviously we did do last week, but we need just a bit of that continue. But do we need to just keep on playing it week in, week out like we did last week, and just can't turn up to teams like this and expect them to roll over? Not at all.
And the best course of a remedy is that game against Dewsbury at Oddsall on Sunday, and put the wrongs of today right.
Yeah, look, Dewsbury are no mugs neither. I know there's a few lads down there, and they're all playing for each other as well. And like I say, I'm not saying that we are not playing for each other, but they're going to come here, they're going to Oddsall, and going to want to knock us off. And you know, hopefully we can, like I say, I just put it right in training this week, and hopefully we can get a positive result next week.
You're one of the players, George, who's been an ever-present, along with Steve Crossley, Matty Wildett and Ethan Ryan. There's only four of you now who's played in every game. John made a valid point in his post-match press conference in that it was a chance for some of those players who've not been in the shop window, not been in the limelight, to shine. There'll be a bit of disappointment in that dressing room this evening, I would have thought.
Yeah, do you know, we were debating whether to sing that team song or not, because we were all down in dumps. And, you know, the lads who have come in, I don't think they've done that much, that bad. I think they've stood up. Young Evan, I thought he had a good game when he came on, some good carries. You know, like I say, I'm ever present, and I want to continue that. And, you know, I want to play every game I possibly can for Bradford Bulls. And if I get picked next week, then so be it. But like I say, we need to have a look at video this week and see what personnel we can put off next week.
You were at Dudley Hill West Bowling yesterday, Parry Lane. Yeah. Great crowd, 1,200 people there, enjoying themselves in the sunshine. The community game in Bradford, very strong, George.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I'm good mates with, obviously I grew up playing at Dudley Hill, and I'm good mates with the owner there, Leo, and and Mick and everybody else down there doing a real, real good job. And I've seen some photos on your Twitter yesterday of how it was, but I was down there myself, and just to see Dudley Hill rocking again and bouncing, it's what Dudley Hill's missing. Obviously that's been through a few bad times as well, but I'm sure they're in good hands now and they're on the up again. And what a great game that was yesterday, wasn't it? It was a cracking game, wasn't it? So Dudley Hill have got the city's blue and white, blue and yellow for another couple of weeks, innit? So I were over the moon with that result yesterday, and credit to Dudley Hill, as I thought they played outstanding.
It's the fifth round draw of the Coral Challenge Cup tomorrow. evening, George. I'm off down the M1 to Wembley to watch it take place. Have you got any preference on who you'd like in the fifth round?
No, just anybody at home, Mick, I think. Just anybody at home, and like I say, let's see if we can get another good cup run going. And like I say, we went to Warrington last year, didn't we? So I'll take anybody at home. Let's bring Ryan Osdorff over to us, see what we can give him.